Mick O'Blath worked on the Post Office Underground Railway, known as Mailrail. Here he explains the route the railway took and how mail was transported to wherever it needed to be, quickly and efficiently.
The railway dates back to 1928. Originally, there were 8 stations. Paddington at the western end was directly underneath Paddington Railway Station, so mail that came in on the TPOs was tipped straight down holes in the platform and ended up down on the railway below to be transported to wherever was required. It was sorted at our level into containers for the correct station destinations, which had little circular numbered paper discs which clipped in the top of the train containers, so that when they got to that numbered station, the postman there knew to take it out of the train and replace it with an empty or another one for another station. Next came the Western Parcel Office, which only received parcels, but not by train, but by van from the Oxford Street area. Then we had the Western District Office, which dealt with letters, again, very close to Oxford Street, but no train station. Then the Western Central Office, which did parcels and letters from the High Holborn area, but no train. Then Mount Pleasant, which again wasn't connected to a train station, but took parcels and letters from the surrounding area. Then there was King Edward Buildings, which is near St Paul's. Again, letters and parcels, but no train connection. And then we had Liverpool Street, which was the only station that basically had no post office above it. It had the railway station, and again, the TPOs dropped their mail through the platform holes and were sorted down below. And any mail coming in obviously went up onto the train station and was sent straight out.